Eighth week, fourth day. Is it safe to hit? Many ball players will say that they know when they are making a skillful play by the joy which thrills them just before the accomplishment. A great basketball player once told me that he knew when the ball left his fingertips whether or not he had made a basket. Baseball players often know at the instant their bat meets the ball whether or not they have made a safe hit. Golfers know, too, when the club first contacts the ball, whether the stroke is right. In every case, an inner joy takes rise before they make the play and extends for some time afterward. So it would seem that joy begins with a subconscious sensation of perfect mind and muscle coordination and actually makes possible the perfect result of the physical effort. With prayers, it is the same. The more joy one can put into prayer, joy based on unselfish, God-conscious thought, and not an ephemeral thing or self, the more quickly will come the reward or manifestation of God's answer to prayer. For joy binds man to God, and it is by joy, born of a certainty about the greatest realities, that man is forever united to that which is good. So often is this immediate sense of joy the accomplishment of the answer to prayer that it is difficult to know whether that sense is the cause or the sign of fulfillment. Probably it's both. Joy synchronizes with the answer and is, so to speak, the partner of fulfillment. While the primary inner realization that we are one with God inspires the joy that passes our understanding. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.